It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by James House.
Hello.
And Jules Gill.
Hello.
On a special occasion for the news, because Amazon are planning to buy EA. Now, by the time you watch this video, it might have actually gone through. Amazon are apparently going to announce later this afternoon, UK time or whatever, their plans to acquire EA. This comes from global gaming media source GLHF. The story is broken by Kirk McKean, that Amazon are going to be announcing plans to acquire EA. Now, whilst EA are still ultimately going to be deciding after that, EA have been looking for someone to acquire them for a good few years. Even in May just last year, there was rumors doing the rounds that they were trying to be acquired. There was another rumor back in 2017 that Microsoft were going to be acquiring them. And apparently in the runnings recently, it was between Apple and Disney and Amazon, but it's Amazon who are going to be going ahead with it. And so right now, there's no amount mentioned as to how much they'll be putting up to try and acquire the company. However, comparatively, Microsoft bought Activision Blizzard for $69 billion and Bethesda for $7.5 billion. And so whilst there's a lot of stuff that I want to break down, let me get some reactions. Jules, what do you think of this weirdness?
We live in a Looney Tunes reality, my friend. This is both unexpected, but at the same time, the consolidation of power that seems to be happening within the video games industry. And wouldn't it just, it's just perfect. Perfect synchronism that one of the most detested companies in the form of Amazon buys one of the most detested publishers in the form of EA. Now, this is the thing. You've got to look at the sort of like business practice that EA was going from, where it basically used to like find smaller companies and studios, buy them up, strip them of the assets, pump out a game or two, but then absolve them into the greater mass. And now, isn't it very like Qui-Gon Jinn? There's always a bigger fish, and it's come along and it is eating it, and it's just gone, that was a tasty morsel. Thank you very much.
Episode one, but that giant fish is Amazon and it's gonna eventually eat everything. James Dow Sports.
I am interested to see what happens. Maybe they want to change EA's ways of doing things, but somehow I doubt that.
We'll break some stuff down, because that's the thing. I want to be optimistic. Default. I want to default to maybe things can get better. But a couple of things I want to hit on in terms of recent stuff. EA very recently renegotiated the license on FIFA, which is to say that they rebranded to EA Football Club. This year's FIFA is the last FIFA, and then next year it was going to be EA Football Club. But I wonder whether Amazon go back to FIFA and try and renegotiate that license, because the reason that EA pulled out in the first place was that FIFA wanted some insane amount of money for it. Which I guess now Amazon would have access to. You also have the Black Panther game that just recently got announced, that's apparently going to be a whole thing. Battlefield is still on fire. That the franchise was very much pushed to the brink, and the recent 2042 obviously went down in flames. And I just wonder whether those, you know, that the idea of, okay, what are you acquiring? What do you do immediately? How much those things change.
Now, you've got a very good point there, which is, why would Amazon want to buy EA? Like, when you look at their public reception, when you look at their library of video games that they're currently putting out, not necessarily the ones they've made in the past, because they have put out some absolute classics, but the ones that are their current lineup, there isn't much there that I would say is a strong IP outside of the absolute money machine, which is the FIFA franchise. Yeah. You're basically buying it for that. Now, the way that Amazon seems to operate when you look at its video output for the Lord of the Rings TV show is a great example of this, where they're spending, what was it, something like $53 million or something?
Lord of the Rings, they did a whole statement this morning that it's their billion-dollar franchise, and like it's going to dictate whether they do other bigger projects going forward, whether it works or not.
So they are not afraid of spending a lot of money for what is essentially a gamble. They are basically buying with this the right to have access to a full sports regime of the FIFA franchise. You've got any of their NHL, the NFL stuff that they do as well with Madden. There's the potential that we might get boxing, and obviously UFC's back on. So that sports package that they bought there is pretty lucrative.
Yeah,
but outside of that, what are you buying?
So that's the whole thing. So let me run down some more stuff and then we can get back to talking about it. Because my mind went to the amount of franchises and devs that they've killed or bought out and then you said shut down or whatever. So let me just run down some dead franchises. So if I just run all these stuff down, this is what they would potentially be acquiring. We do Def Jam, Mass Effect, Command & Conquer, Dragon Age, Medal of Honor, Dead Space, Need for Speed, Titanfall, Star Wars Battlefront, Burnout, and SSX. There's more than that. Mm. And obviously Dead Space is getting a remake, but that comes years after EA killed it in the first place. You have Titanfall, Titanfall 2 had one of the worst release dates of all time as they attempted to compete with themselves and put it next to Battlefield. And in terms of dead developers, studios that were hired and then, shut down, Visceral was obviously a massive one. There's Bullfrog, Black Box, Pandemic, and Mythic. But the thing is, in terms of what they, I said, optimism. I'm like, maybe they can go over those IP. And I know we're getting another Dragon Age, we're getting another Mass Effect, but they're so in the super early stages. But I wonder if we get a new Def Jam because of this, or we get re-releases of these titles. I mean,
we're also getting a It Takes Two film, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
So will that now be Amazon?
Maybe. I mean, that's the thing. The thing I was going to mention in regards to maybe why they've done this, and Jules, you were saying, why would you bother buying these when they're not that active in the gaming space, is maybe because they want to make them Amazon TV shows. Like, I wonder what the landscape looks like to them, because Amazon are doing the Fallout TV show. And so I wonder, if this is the whole thing. You do a Dead Space show, you do a Dragon Age show, a Mass Effect show, and now it all just belongs to Amazon. And I forgot that Amazon Luna exists as well, which I know is their Google Stadia adjacent thing. Because gaming streaming is a whole other thing too. But if they're building a catalog of exclusives and reasons to care about Amazon in like a media space rather than just the company that gives you stuff later in the afternoon, then I wonder just how much that's the play kind of thing.
I do have a more insidious thought as well, in that they bought EA so that they can turn their... when you look at EA's biggest hitters, they have microtransactions out of the wazoo, basically. Yeah. So what better marketing tool have you got than a series of high profile, already microtransaction heavy games, which then suddenly have the Amazon tag onto it? Because at the end of the day, much like the Google Lambda, the artificial AI that they're creating, when you boil an amazing piece of tech like that down, all it's trying to do is make you click on more ads. Yeah. Amazon's sole purpose is to sell more things to you, and they've bought basically another medium with which to sell you things.
The thing is, they want to be we want to have a credible space in gaming, and they had that New World game, which didn't really...
That bombed, didn't it? Yeah. Absolutely bombed.
It seemed to do much. So I don't know, at some point they're just too big to have any soul, creative thought. But it is kind of crazy watching, it's almost like a kaiju fight of all these different acquisitions that are going on, these giant companies that are battling it out. Mr. James Dowse.
What I am interested in is, because they've got a partnership with Microsoft for Game Pass, EA is obviously part of Game Pass, will they, Amazon, be inclined to take them out of that to make their own Game Pass?
I mean,
why would they be supporting now the competition that they're just making for themselves?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There is going to be a lot of overlap. There's a lot. Yeah. I mean, me and Jules talked about on the EBP, like the fact that Death Stranding is going to be on PC Game Pass, even though it was a PlayStation exclusive, yeah. But it's not on Xbox Game Pass. Like, there's always this weird kind of overlap stuff anyway. But maybe, I mean, EA Play is part of Game Pass right now, which I guess benefited EA, like, you know, quite considerably, but yeah. They're trying to remind you of EA Play. So I wonder if there's just Amazon logos all over that thing, and then they try and tell you, hey, by the way, if you spend this much money, you'll save this on a monthly service. It's just that whole thing of like whether monthly service rollouts just is the way going forward.
There is potential for them to take the Xbox Game Pass model and apply it to Amazon Prime Pass or whatever they want to call it, so that you get for a fee of that's probably going to be much higher than what we're paying now. Like, how much is Amazon Prime a year in the UK? Is it about 80 quid, like 90 quid, something like that, isn't it?
So, yeah, something like that.
Around that figure. So for that, you get obviously like free next day delivery on all the Prime stuff, and you get access to all of the Prime Video stuff that has that there. I'm not actually doing an ad read for this, by the way. I'm just telling you this is what it is. If they did it for like 150 quid and you get all of the games from EA as a pass in it, but that was the only way to get them. Consolidation of power in a crab claw way.
Like, but realistically, with Amazon Prime, is that's what, like, I'm presuming, do your parents have Amazon Prime? And do they care about EA?
No, like, actually.
Right, okay. See, oh, no, mine don't. Why not? No, either way, but like, the target audience for Prime, I don't think care about EA.
No. Not really. I think that's that whole thing of like, we want to be the one service that delivers you everything. And it's like, I want to own every single part of this this media sphere.
We are heading so, so quickly towards the plot of WALL-E now that it's getting ridiculous. Like, I'm fully expecting those little like hover chairs to whiz past my window in the background of my shot. Like,
Jeff Bezos floats onto a stage to tell you. Yeah,
I bought the planet Earth. Hey!
But it's next day delivery. Don't worry about it. we should talk about the microtransaction stuff, because you mentioned that before. I had that down as a main thing to discuss, because EA very much pioneered the current version of microtransactions that we have, and loot boxes and everything else. And I know that loot boxes are slowly, thankfully, going away, kind of largely being replaced by battle passes. There are still in-game microtransactions, but the idea of like a random rollout just isn't as common anymore. But that did come from, you know, I remember SkillUp's whole video on it about it being the Andrew Wilson loot box, that it sort of came in the Champions League UEFA games and made its way to the FIFA series. And then once it blew up so much in Ultimate Team, it was like every dev, every publisher was like, we should have a version of that. How much that like maintained the course, because EA needed to make up certain amounts of money for their shareholders, versus if more money's coming in from Amazon, do they double down on those practices, or do they relax them more? And we get more things like It Takes Two and Unravel, and the money goes in that direction.
I mean, this is the thing. When have you ever known a company to say, oh, I fancy making less money? Like, Amazon prides themselves on only ever turning a profit. So there is a goal in mind with this crazy acquisition. Maybe it's just because it's turning into a resource war. Maybe this is just because of the fact that EA were up for grabs and everyone else is getting bought up. So rather than risk it falling into the hands of the competition and then being locked out of the relevancy of being in the video game industry conversation, they just were like, let's just take it. Like, it maybe doesn't even matter to them what their public like optics are at the moment. Mm. Maybe it's just having EA is better than not having EA.
Well, like, I mean, I a few years ago did an article on the site. It was like predictions for the next generation. I kind of just assumed that at some point it's going to be buying catalogs of titles, because if it's going to be monthly service competition, then you need your, I think, look at Microsoft, the amount of titles that they're buying. And I get that Phil Spencer is like, we're not going to lock down Call of Duty, we're not going to lock down Bethesda stuff. But also the key wording in the Bethesda thing was that all future Bethesda games will be available everywhere where Game Pass exists. So it's like, that's like such a way of saying, like, Sony, you can have this, but you're going to have a Game Pass app on the PlayStation 5 or whatever. And so you can squeeze things out that way. I kind of see this as like Amazon buying a catalog of stuff for their Amazon Luna service and assuming that we'll all have Luna apps if we want to play the next Dead Space, or we want to play, you know, want to watch the next Lord of the Rings episode or whatever it is.
Imagine if Google, when they were fully on for Stadia, they bought a studio and then tanked that. Like, because obviously Stadia died and then took everything with it. Well, I'm assuming it's dead. Is it dead? Is it still alive?
Google said it's. They keep putting stuff on it.
It's clinging on. It's clinging on.
The life support machine is gathering dust.
So Amazon doing the exact same thing, but this time buying a big studio. What happens if they just tank EA?
Well, the thing is, like, they, like I said, that statement this morning when they were like, Lord of the Rings is like our $1 billion gamble, essentially. Yeah. And it depends how well that does dictates, you know, whether we do projects like this in the future and how we approach streaming and everything else. But also we're going to buy EA, which is an entire umbrella company in charge of a ton of different franchises, which is another massive gamble, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's always going to be a gamble to some degree. But, you know, you're stretching out in many directions all at once. Mm.
What if you look at it as a chance for like a rebranding thing? So you take EA. And then what you do is you just take the EA name off and put Amazon on. You know when like companies sponsor sporting events and stadiums and stuff like that, and it's like the Krispy Kreme donut stadium, or like the McDonald's large fries racetrack, whatever. Like it's if you take that and just have it so that EA is now just Amazon Gaming or AG or something like that. They take brand ownership, and once you take that, that is worth so much more than the $1 billion that they're spending, because that's forever until until they change the license. Like every that's game like, made see, under that will be Amazon something. Everyone's going to think Amazon.
Totally, right, but that's the thing. Like, what a weird, poisonous, stupid timeline we're in, where we have to.
This is what marketing is. This is what like marketing is literally just about getting an earworm into anybody who will possibly listen or pay attention to you. Like, if you can get somebody to walk away going, "I'm never going to fall for that ad," and then repeat that tagline in conversation unironically, then you've won. Like,
I just feel like it's just hilarious that we're like the optics of EA versus Amazon in terms of what feels better as like a representative as a. You know, champion of a brand or whatever. Because in terms of the, just to sort of round stuff off, in terms of the list of franchises and devs, do you think that they will then mine those properties? Like the likes of Embracer have said that they'll do new Legacy of Kain games, or they've mentioned them in a lot of their montage stuff and their press releases and everything. Do you think that that's a cheap play for the fans right now? Or do you think that they will mine that stuff, even if it's just a re-release, for the sake of, you know, making the use of the catalog or whatever?
That's a tough question. I feel like if EA hasn't already made use of a license, they very rarely do EA leave money on the table. There's a few licenses that they really could dust off and bring back out. Like, I'm sure that a Def Jam game would be well received, but would it make them the millions and millions of dollars because of all the licenses, the likenesses, all of the work going into it? That's prohibitive to them coming out. Same with a boxing game. It's about getting the licenses and the stuff and the costs coming out of it. So I think, like, dusting off stuff that isn't a surefire hit for them. Like, if EA hasn't already done it, what's to say that Amazon would? They don't. Like,
it's true. I think where EA put their money was, like, they were standard AAA dev of the last few years, where they want to do the biggest bets over and over and over again, put all the eggs in one basket, and get the biggest return, and it just hasn't worked. Like, I just wonder, like, why isn't there an SSX trilogy pack, or why isn't there a Def Jam pack or a Burnout pack or something? Like, they did the Burnout Paradise remaster, but that was it. We didn't get, like, Burnout 3 or, you know, Takedown or whatever the hell. I couldn't even think of the name. Revenge is the other one. And so it's like, why not make those things available on modern hardware? Like, that seems like really obvious open goals. But like you said, Jules, either they don't want to renegotiate the license fee, or they don't want to pay the devs to do that sort of basic work.
Amazon also getting Star Wars and The Simpsons with this?
It's that, so yeah, in theory, yeah. But then that's that weird overlap thing of like EA's deal was reneged on. Like they initially signed that deal for Star Wars in 2013, which is where like they did their versions of the Battlefront games. But I wonder what the specifics of those deals are. Like I imagine the Battlefront name belongs to EA, which would then belong to Amazon. But Star Wars itself is obviously back with LucasArts or whatever, the new version of LucasArts.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know. Like things like that will be interesting to see because EA used to be the name in movie tie-in stuff. Like even like Lord of the Rings, even that is interesting because Lord of the Rings just got bought out by Embracer, like as an IP. But Lord of the Rings, the games, the movie games were EA back in the day, the Two Towers, the Return of the King game. So that's a whole corporate mess meeting thing for them to sort out. But yeah, in theory, they also get that back catalog. But as to the specifics of what they can put back out again, I imagine there's way more conversations that have to happen. But as it stands, like I said, by the time you watch this, it might have already gone through. Amazon are announcing plans to buy EA, and we'll see what happens from here on out. For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com, joined by James House.
Thank you.
And joined by Jules Gill.
Thank you.
Let us know what you think down in the comments below, and we'll catch you next time. Good.
Thank you.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.